Alan Dershowitz, Jeff Zucker should be fired, he destroyed CNN. By Robert Krajicek on July 18, 2019. I think Jeff Zucker should be fired, said Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joe Polak. He has destroyed CNN, he added. Polak invited Dershowitz's comment on CNN's lack of coverage of Wednesday's news that federal prosecutors in New York ended an investigation of the Trump Organization regarding allegations of campaign finance violations. Dershowitz said, "With all due modesty, I'm not known for my extreme modesty. I have gotten every single prediction right. I predicted everything correctly. Jeffrey Toobin has gotten everything wrong. MSNBC has gotten everything wrong. Not because I'm smarter than they are, but because I don't let wishful thinking influence my analysis. I just look at the facts, and I look at the law. And I do what lawyers are supposed to do, predict what the courts will do. And I have gotten it right since the beginning. Listen. There was no case against President Trump for illegality with campaign contributions," added Dershowitz. "The president, personally, is allowed to contribute $1 billion to his own campaign. He can pay $100 million in hush money. That would not constitute a violation, and everybody got that wrong. Everybody got collusion wrong. Everybody got obstruction of justice wrong, and I got it right from day one. I'm not bragging, but I'm talking about how inaccurate the analysis has been on CNN. And CNN didn't want my analysis, even though I was right." CNN markets partisan Democrat narratives as apolitical news, said Dershowitz. CNN would rather be wrong with Toobin than right with me. So, basically, they banned me from being on CNN. And now they continue to present a totally one-sided view. Fox, on the other hand, which is criticized for presenting a one-sided view, presents multifaceted views. They have a number of commentators who have been anti-Trump. I certainly presented a balanced view. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I support the Constitution. So Fox has been actually more diverse in its analysis than CNN has been. And, of course, CNN is now at the bottom of the ratings for cable television. Dershowitz told Breitbart News in December 2018 that he had essentially been banned from CNN, which he described as an anti-Trump network for not towing its political and partisan lines. Dershowitz concluded, "CNN will never admit its mistakes. I have urged television to put the commentators on, show what they've said in the past, and then compare it to what happened, and let the viewers understand that they're being totally misled by CNBC, by CNN, and by the New York Times. They're not getting analysis or reporting. They're getting wishful thinking, and that's not a substitute for hard news." CNN markets itself as a politically objective and nonpartisan news media outlet, previously branding itself the most trusted name in news. Its current slogan is "Facts First." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.